Good morning, everyone. Today is Tes Mar Cheshvan, the ninth day of the month of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. We're continuing in our learning of personal growth and character development this morning and continuing our conversation about how a person should find their character traits, those attributes, those midos that define us, and use that as the charge which will inspire all of the activities and all of the refinement of all midos, all character traits that a person has to perfect all the days of a person's life. That is where a person focuses their attention. But we understand, as part of finding a person's role, finding one's role in life does not only consist of choosing paths within one's personal development, Torah study, and performance of mitzvahs. That goes without saying, but it's not limited only to that. A person should also find a vocation that suits one's unique nature and not just view it as a means to earn money. It's a very big distinction. Sometimes people have the algorithm pumfakert, the opposite as they should. Some people are looking only exclusively, singularly of how it is that they can earn money. And the way they are able to earn money is through the vehicle of that particular vocation. But it's the opposite. We understand from a number of different teachings and different sources that it should be that a person should first find a vocation that suits their unique nature, noting that there's a connection between what it is that a person is drawn to, what it is that a person finds interesting and satisfying as part of what they hope to accomplish and do in the world, and have that not just be a means to earn money, but there's something meaningful. The fact that you're able to earn money as a result of doing something you find meaningful is tremendous, and that really is where a person is drawn to. So the source that we're going to study this idea is really primarily in the Musar Sfarim and various sources, but today we focus on the Chovos HaLevavos and Shaar HaBitachon in Per Gimel, in the third chapter, where he explains really that the affinity that a person has towards a particular vocation is actually a divine signal. It is from the Ribbono Shel Olam pointing him to or her to the direction that one is led to. And so he explains that the Chol Adam Yesh Chafetz B'Melacha Schara, that a person has every person has a natural inclination toward a specific area of malacha, a certain area of work, more than another. Bilti Zulasa, unique from any other. Why? Kfar hatfia kela betivo ahava v'chiba. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam has imprinted this affinity, this love for this particular vocation into each person's nature. And so misha moitzi, if a person finds midoisav betivai, and if a person finds within himself a desire for a particular type of pursuit, whatever that pursuit is, and believes in their heart that they're well suited for it, then what it should be that a person viya gufo roilo, then a person should spend as much time as they can investing themselves in that pursuit and use it as a way to earn a livelihood. That is the way a person should pursue the means of earning a livelihood. That means that you're well suited for that. That means that because you're drawn to that, you have a desire for that. That's not just like stam happens in cyberspace. It's something that the Ribbono Shel Olam put inside you, and that's why you're drawn to it. And then first, you're drawn to it. You have a satisfaction. You have a sipug. You have a desire for it. And if you're well suited for it, which you are, and then you invest yourself in it, doesn't mean that you're going to be naturally successful without investing in an amelis, an egia, an effort, a work that's dedicated and devoted towards achieving success in whatever that area is. You are obligated to do that. But nonetheless, we see that if you invest yourself in that area, you're going to find success in that area, and you're going to use that as a way to bring lahavi mizayin. A person's going to be able to earn a livelihood as a result of the effort, the exertion, the investing that a person himself puts themselves in that pursuit of it. That will be the means for earning a livelihood. So it's not that you're going to earn a livelihood and therefore I have to earn a livelihood, so therefore what is it that I'm going to do? Many times people find great dissatisfaction in the things that they do because they're just simply looking at what they do as a way to earn money. If you look at it as first, what is calling you? What is your divine feeling of where you're pointed, what particular vocation that you're being directed towards? And then once you've developed that, you believe that you're well suited for it, then you invest yourself in it, and then you're able to do something like they famously say, if you find something that you love to do, you never work a day in your life. It's really true, because earning a livelihood is almost the toitzah, is the secondary, obviously significantly important. V'zeh sapecha toich alecha, but the sweat of your brow shall you earn a livelihood, the curse of Adam Arishon. Nonetheless, you're able to earn a livelihood doing something that you love to do. And you should not give up on that pursuit when at times a person fails to support himself. A person has hardship or difficulty in that particular area. Rather, you should trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's going to give you enough to live in all the days of your life. She's sapik loy Tarfu kol yemei chayav. That means even if it is that that's your calling, that's what you do, and that you struggle, you stumble, you find roadblocks, hardships, difficulties. Nonetheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a part of the shar bitacha, the trust that a person has to have. You have to have yiftach belukim, you have to trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's where he directed you, this is where he put you, this is what your teva is, that's what your neshama calls you to do. So you got to figure out how to muscle through it and figure out how to support yourself in that area, even when things are a little bit tough. Now it goes without saying that while a person is in a vocation and is doing something that is able to make that physical activity transcendent and turn it into a spiritual activity, because once you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into how you make decisions and the things you do in life, then of course everything is transcendent. But of course, a person has to be conscientious and careful to be sure that there's still time for spiritual matters. Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zichat Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, in a lecture that he gave titled Careers, Hobbies, and Sports for a Ben Torah, Bas Yisrael, describes how a person has to select a vocation that will allow you to maintain priorities in life. And he says that when you select a vocation, whatever it is that you're going to work, you have to make sure you leave ample time for Torah study, for thinking about what life is really important, what's significant, leaving, you know, how a person could leave time for Torah, for mitzvot, for chesed, living a full Jewish life. If a person is completely not able to leave time for that, then there's something wrong. Make sure you don't lose sight of life's purpose and make your vocation the sum total of your life, and make sure the career allows you to take time for this as well. Person has to be sure that they're koveitim l'Torah, that they're involved in chesed, that they're involved in ruchnius matters, that they give themselves a chance to absorb spirituality, that they are not utterly consumed with their vocation, that it's the exclusion of everything else, and they fail to appreciate what life's greatest meaning and the priorities of life really and truly are. So with these two ideas, the idea of the chovos halavavos, shar bitachon, knowing that this affinity that you have toward a particular vocation is a divine signal pointing you in that direction, have the stamina, the muscle memory to continue to thrust forward despite sometimes challenges, and to be sure that even though you've chosen such a vocation, you maintain priorities in life, limud Torah, for chesed, for mitzvos, to maintain full Jewish life of living in every capacity, in every possible way. I will continue with this topic, keep on this matter very strong. And with this, I wish you, from my family to yours, a beautiful, blessed, holy, and a happy day.